USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden's job approval rating has reached a record low. According to a recent Pew Research Center poll, only 33% of Americans approve of the president's job performance. This reflects a 2-point decrease since Pew's last survey in June. Israeli forces have acknowledged responsibility for unintentionally causing the death of 3 hostages held by Hamas during a conflict in northern Gaza Friday. IDF troops fired upon them after initially perceiving them as a threat. Officials emphasized that this occurred in a combat zone where soldiers frequently encounter terrorists and suicide bombers. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has now entered its 70th day. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan addressed the ongoing situation during his visit to Israel Friday.
There will be a transition to another phase of this war, one that is focused in more precise ways on targeting the leadership and on intelligence-driven operations.
Recently, 2 U.S. officials indicated that the Biden administration has communicated to the Israeli government its desire to see an end to the large-scale ground campaign in the region. Despite this, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said earlier this week that the war will persist until victory is achieved. Airlines anticipate nearly 40 million passengers during the upcoming holiday season. The industry foresees a more seamless operation compared to the previous year's Southwest Airlines meltdown, which was caused by a significant snowstorm. Here's Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan.
We are ready. We've invested in trucks and new pads and staffing and technology. I'm very, very proud of our people.
Southwest Airlines has made substantial investments also in de-icing equipment. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says it's highly likely that 2023 will be officially recognized as the hottest year on record. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
According to a government report, inflation is set to meet the Federal Reserve's 2% target by 2024. The Congressional Budget Office's forecast indicates that annual inflation will persist in its decreasing trajectory from this year's nearly 3% average. This is attributed to softer labor markets and slower increases in rents. Western intelligence agencies are now reportedly running the numbers on how long Ukraine might hold out against Russia if foreign aid and weapon shipments from the West come to an end.
At the same time in the U.S., lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working to find compromise over sending more aid to Ukraine and Israel versus addressing concerns at the U.S. southern border. Independent Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema.
The solution is to actually create an orderly process where those who do qualify for asylum have the opportunity to seek it in our country.
GOP lawmakers criticize Democrats for not handling border issues sooner. Republicans want to see restrictions on asylum and parole programs in exchange for approving more aid for Ukraine and Israel. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The CDC is alerting health care providers about the urgent need to increase efforts in administering flu, COVID-19, and RSV vaccines. In an alert, the agency expressed concern that low vaccination rates, coupled with a rise in respiratory disease activity throughout the U.S., could potentially strain healthcare capacity. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.